Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
You guys, welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is Lauren.
Sorry about this. I'm trying to figure out why exactly the microphone is messing up. So just 1 second. Put the volume down. Just 1 second. I'm sorry. Can you guys hear all that buzzing? I don't know what the deal is. Can you hear it?
I hear a little feedback.
It's been messing up for over a year. Yeah, I don't. I tested it earlier and it was fine, but I don't know what's going on now. So
is it like so annoying that you're not going to want to listen?
Right. Oh, there's no buzzing.
No buzzing?
So I guess we can only hear it in our ear, so we should be fine.
I always hear buzzing.
Oh,
I fucked it up.
You touched the mic.
Sorry. What do I do now?
Don't touch the mic.
Okay.
Y'all, this stuff is old, so sounds like the Satosphere. The low buzz is less annoying than the clicks every time you try to adjust things. Okay, so are we fine now? Sorry about that. Shittiest show ever. Welcome to Pride 48. This is Ricky.
And this is Lauren.
And you are listening to the Foul Monkeys podcast. So we don't have anything planned today. We were supposed to have a third person here today, but this person got busy or whatever.
She's indisposed.
Yeah, she's indisposed. I think she's like in a pool or something. So I'm not really not for sure. She's swimming or she has a swim meet.
Cleansing her vaginal canal.
Right. Oh my God, you guys, it's so hot in here and we can't turn on the air conditioner because it'll come through the microphones. So we were actually kind of late coming in here. We had 1 minute left because I had to take Ivy out to use the bathroom before we started because I cannot stand that noise. It's killing me.
The buzzing?
Yes. Like, I don't... Oh, you know what it is? It's probably my computer.
Oh.
We had to bring her in and we had 1 minute left before we started. And I was like, holy fuck. It's like, we got to get going.
But we did it. And we're here.
Ivy Winters.
And Ivy's here.
So how have you been, Lauren? You haven't been on in a while.
I'm good.
Yeah.
I got a cat.
Yeah.
Got a job.
Yeah.
And I'm dating some guys.
Yeah, dating some guys. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How many is some guys?
Three at the moment.
Okay. Is it like a Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Tuesday, Thursday, and then one Sunday?
Yeah, we alternate. Ivy has a toe fetish.
Yes, she does. Stop it.
That's not hot.
No shrimping allowed. That's what that's called.
Shrimping?
Mm-hmm. Like in the fetish world.
Oh,
really? Isn't that gross?
Shrimping.
Shrimping.
Where do they get these words from?
I don't know, but I think that's nasty.
Sounding.
I love Lauren's pictures of her cat. He is darling.
Yeah, he's pretty cool. His name is Walter.
I went and helped her pick him out.
Ricky helped him.
I said, get the fat one.
And he said, hi, I'm Walter. Take me
home. What was his name first, though?
Sweet Lips.
Sweet Lips.
Because he has one white lip. And I said, I want to take home Sweet Lips.
Sweet Lips. Mm. My microphone keeps popping every time that I try to talk.
Pop that.
You pop that pussy.
So I asked everyone to... Hi, Big Patty. I asked everyone to ask me a straight girl question.
And
it is fucking hot in here.
I know. You guys, tell me if you can hear the air conditioner if we turn it on.
And I like it when it's hot. Whew. Anyway, I told everyone to ask a straight girl, you know, period talk.
And no one asks. No one wants to hear about period talk.
No one wants to hear anything because I didn't get any questions. Twitter.
This. Did you log? You did log in. Yeah. Can you guys hear the air conditioner? Because we're dying. And I know some of you are probably here to hear Brad and Waylon. Oh, good. The AC is barely noticeable. Thank God.
Oh, good. All right. Good because I got boob sweat happening.
And this is actually the first time I've recorded in my apartment here. So that's kind of interesting. I don't know if it's more echoey. Obviously, it has a problem with the microphone because all we hear is...
I don't really notice it anymore.
And you can't hear it?
No.
Oh.
I don't know, my headphones on. Maybe you become numb to
it.
It's
so loud. Is it loud? Oh, I'm sorry. Let me... Is that better? Is it getting better?
Yeah, that's better.
Okay.
That's fine.
All right. So I want to touch my microphone because my microphone is way down low. So I'm like having to bend down. But
bend over.
Ooh. Lauren is massaging the microphone.
Pretending to. Because if I touch it, Ricky will yell at me.
Please talk about Paula Deen using tampons while eating butter.
Do you want us to eat butter or do you want to talk about Paula Deen using tampons while she eats butter?
Right. Or...
Or does she use the butter as the tampon?
Maybe she does like drunk girls in Wrigleyville, and she dips her tampon in wine and then inserts it. But instead of wine, it's butter.
It's butter.
Melted butter.
Hey, y'all. We're doing butter tampons. Butter tampons. And I'm racist.
Ew. They don't want us to talk about Paula Deen, but I wanted to talk about Paula Deen.
What happened with that? Because I wasn't really following.
Well, I guess she's a big racist, but...
She's old and she lives in the South.
Right.
Big fatty. Just kidding. That was mean. Just kidding.
They're about the same age, I think.
Love you, mean it.
Maybe try rebooting your computer. Oh, I was like, I'm not rebooting my computer. He used to like you.
He still likes me.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen under his kilt.
Who hasn't? He'll show you anytime you ask.
Picture of his balls just burned in my brain, my photographic memory.
How could they not be as big as they are?
So big.
So big.
So big.
And round. Yes!
ED from ME who dips tampons. I don't know what that means. You guys need
That's
talk.
Ed from All About Me who dips tampons.
Oh, okay.
They had an episode where they dipped a tampon into the wine to show him how the tampon works because he didn't know, which is kind of sad.
Did
because
it open like this,
like a
flower,
like a flower inside a tea flower?
Absorption of liquids.
You have never seen Big Fetish Junk? Say a prayer because that's good.
Yeah, you'll never unsee that.
Nowhere Christina, I know exactly how the women's body works and I still love boobs. So I will be, my nose will be all up in some boobs.
I was talking to a straight friend about why gay men seem to love boobs better than straight men. And he said maybe it's because gay men don't get to see boobs.
We don't a lot.
Or, he said use them.
Oh, use them?
Maybe it's because gay men don't get to use them.
Oh.
And I said, well, whenever I'm around Ricky, he uses mine. So.
Right. I get my fix. My booby fetish fix. They want you to tell embarrassing stories about Ricky when we lived together.
I was
actually going to open the door bare-breasted, how you used to greet me every morning.
In the shower.
Yeah, and you would be singing like Snow White. And the birds and stuff would all come to the window.
Yeah, the birds came to the window and they sang with me and they wrapped the towel around me. And
right. And there was a little rabbit there, like, sewing her shoes up for her.
No, there really wasn't any embarrassing stories because, I mean, well, there was that one time.
What was it?
When you came off of the roof.
Came off of the roof.
You were with one of your...
Friends.
Friends. And you came off of the roof and you're like...
Oh. Yeah, let's keep that story to ourselves.
There was one time when
Lauren is Ricky hung.
Ricky, I don't know. I've
you
never
would
seen
never
it.
Know that.
I don't want to see it either. Habsies, whatever that means. I've seen that.
Habsies, whatever that means.
I am holesies.
You're a you definitely are a holesies. Everywhere.
Everywhere.
So let's see. Stop speaking in code. No, tell it.
No, really? There isn't anything embarrassing.
There really wasn't. Well, rarely were we ever home at the same time.
Yeah.
And then when she was home and up, I was usually sleeping because I had to get up at like at the ass crack of dawn to get to work.
I didn't have to get up early. Then there was the time when I was unemployed and I didn't have to go anywhere ever.
And then I was never home, I don't think.
Ricky, I don't have a job.
I just sit at home and eat.
I did. I did. It's funny because it's true.
She did. And actually, we got along pretty well. There was no... I mean, I had some bitchy roommates before, but this was actually pretty in and out.
Oh, in and out.
And it was actually pretty good. I try to be normally as clean as possible in the community area.
Mm-hmm. And I tried to be the least amount of OCD as possible.
Are you cooking meat in my pan?
I never said that.
What did you just cut with my knife?
Did you just cut meat with my knife? Is there meat juice on the counter? You better wipe that with a paper towel and not the sponge.
There is not enough bleach in the world to clean that. And the meat, too.
Ricky, are you peeing in the shower again?
Always.
Okay, me too.
That's one thing I want to ask girls.
Okay.
And I may have asked this question before, but do girls pee in the shower too?
I sure don't.
No? Mm-mm. Girls that are in the room, do you pee in the shower? And if you do it, do you like spread your legs a little bit so it doesn't like go on your legs? How does that work?
People are putting kitty cat pictures. I didn't even know. Oh, it's a cat filing its nails. That's so cute.
Gavin says he does, but you're not a lady.
Or is he?
Or are you?
How do you scroll on this thing? Two fingers?
Here, ooh. I have a mouse for you right here.
Ooh.
Is it working?
Click that mouse.
Well, obviously there's no girls in the room because no one is answering.
I thought nowhere Chrissy. She's a girl.
Is she? Is she?
Is she?
Ricky, helicopter? Do you helicopter your penis in the shower?
What does that mean?
That means when you're in the shower and you make it go like this. And I wish I could, but I'm not like banging out of control in that department. You never heard that term?
I bet I could do that with my boobs.
You could totally do it with your boobs. She needs some Madonna cones with pasties on it, and then we can go. Maybe you can get somebody. A penis. And your boobs doing it at the same time.
Together?
Like an Olympic sport.
I'm sure that's some sort of fetish.
Oh, I'm sure. I just chose to block Ricky's voice, so I have no clue what I'm supposed to be asking.
We asked you if girls pee in the shower.
Yeah, why are you blocking my voice, rude?
That would require,
is this a helicopter picture? There he is. Click that. That's helicopter.
Oh, God. Am I going to... Oh. Really, guys?
Yay, nowhere Chrissy pees in the shower.
She does?
She said yes.
How do I stop this? She's animating. I don't know how to make it go away.
It closed.
Oh, that's so gross. He's like my brother's age. I don't want to watch that.
There's a hanky code for that. Really? For
helicoptering?
That's weird.
Do you have to like do this with the hanky?
Yeah.
And swirl it around.
If Lauren was a superheroine, would she be Bubarella?
Bubarella? I kind of like
that.
Have
you ever seen the movie Barbarella?
Mm-mm.
What?
Mm-mm.
What?
You know I don't see movies.
This movie is like old as hell, but it's awesome. No. You'll have to get it on Netflix if it's on Netflix.
Yeah, I'll have it.
He looks like he's having so much fun, the guy doing the helicopter.
Yeah, he does.
He was, but I mean, I would look like I was having that much fun too if I was like...
If I could do that.
If I had like a 14-incher hanging down to my knee.
And a six-pack.
Right?
Aww. Look how cute she is.
Ivy's sleeping, y'all. Okay. So speaking of Ivy, you guys need to help me. On Twitter and Facebook, I need you to help me whittle down Tony to getting another dog that's at the animal shelter. And I showed Lauren the pictures. And what did you think?
I started crying. So cute.
So this dog has been at the same animal shelter that Ivy was in, that we adopted her from, but she's been there since March. And the thing is no one will adopt her because she's deaf. And she has like really, really blue eyes. And she looks adorable.
She's white.
She's white. Which is Paula Deen style, apparently, I guess. Post pics, then we'll decide. Okay, I'll do that. Let me get some.
What would you name her?
I don't know.
It's a girl, right?
Yeah, she's a girl. And she's a girl, yes. I don't know what I would name her. Her name at the shelter is Penny, but she doesn't look like a Penny to me.
Mm-mm. Maybe it'd have to be something like to go along with Ivy. Some sort of viney.
Winters. That doesn't make sense because she can't hear her name really. So
you could give her a symbol like Prince.
I'm getting some pictures for you guys, and you're gonna love her. So you'll have to convince Tony.
Why, Ramble Redhead, mute? Why are you muting us? That's not cool.
Oh, maybe because he doesn't want to hear about dog talk.
Well, I told you guys to ask me questions, and nobody asked me questions, so nope. This is what we're talking about.
Well, and no one wants to hear about your period, I guess, right?
I guess not. Oh, speaking of...
Uh-oh.
Here it comes. So, I got a job, which means that I got health insurance.
Mm-hmm.
I went to Target to get my lady pills,
mm-hmm.
and they're like, okay, it's covered. No charge. No charge.
Isn't that nice? I'm so happy for you. We love free medication.
Yes, we do.
I'm surprised they cover that.
The entire thing. Yeah, no charge.
And you have to have, like, special, like, pills that, like, if you don't take it, you'll, like, fucking kill someone.
No. If I don't take it, then, you know, PMS comes back. You don't want to see Lala on PMS.
We do not want to see Lala on PMS. It's bad.
PMS, not PNS.
PNS. Well, on PNS, we want to see you. No, we want to see you on a PNS.
On a PNS. PNS. Reminds me of that New Girl episode where she couldn't say penis.
I've never seen that show.
Oh, I love Zooey Deschanel sauce. She's so
cute. I love her name, Zooey Deschanel sauce.
Zooey Deschanel sauce.
She actually has like an album too, right? Like, it's called Boys and Girls, or
She and Him. She's in a group called She and Him. Yeah. She sings like this. She has bangs.
Like Cher?
Blue eyes.
Everyone pretty much is in check with.
Yes.
She's adorable.
Yes.
Nora Christina says you need to adopt her now because Ivy is a good girl who deserves to have a sister.
Aww.
Oh, she does.
Well, how cute she is.
So I just love her. I mean, she's deaf and it's going to take some extra work, but I mean, she needs a home.
Yeah.
And no one should not adopt a dog because it's deaf, because it can learn just as well.
How old is she?
Two.
Two?
Mm-hmm. Okay. And she was the owners surrendered her. So she had a home and then they brought her to the dog pound because I guess they found out she couldn't hear.
Oh.
So they had her for 2 years and they couldn't understand like what was going on with her. Like, how do you do that?
They just gave her away.
Yeah, they just sent her off. That's
rude
sad.
People.
No pet likes being alone. It's always best to have a pair so they can play. I think so too. Ivy is a little, she can be a little territorial and jealous, but I think we can work on that with another dog. Well, when she's playing with other dogs, she's fine. But I don't know how she would do with another dog in this apartment. House.
She's young enough that you can adjust her for that.
Yeah. So we're going to see. So now everybody needs to go on Twitter and Facebook and talk about how bad Penny needs to be adopted.
And just mention provider. When you're
right. Provider. Say, hashtag provider.
Hashtag provider.
Ricky needs this dog.
Ricky needs.
And by Ricky, I mean Ivy.
Ivy. And by Ivy, I mean Ricky.
So I've been reading up on it, having a deaf dog and what you need to do. And apparently they're really understanding when it comes to visuals. You just have to be able to get their attention.
Mm-hmm.
So there's like special collars you can give them. Already have like a trainer lined up to help us with it. So We'll see how it goes.
This dog will be living the high life, I'm
oh
sure.
Oh my God.
I'm sure.
Ivy won the dog lottery. Penny, aka we don't know what your name will be yet, will also have won the dog lottery.
Oh yeah.
Because
oh, yeah.
I spoil my baby mm-hmm. so much.
I spoil my cat too. Mm-hmm. His 7th birthday is next week.
Oh, are you having a party?
No.
Oh.
He did eat tuna fish today, though.
You so should fun. Have a party, but don't invite any other animals. Just all invite all humans and have them bring cat snacks to you.
We're registered at PetSmart and Target. Please arrive at least half an hour early to fill out the registry.
Right. I would come to that just to see how sad you were.
This is all I have. Just me and my
I
cat.
Have my pussy and my pussy.
I'm 30 years old. I live alone and I have a cat. Really?
Sad. I'm sad for you.
Sad face.
I need to find out what the schedule is so I know who's coming up behind us so that I can push them off properly.
Oh, okay. Can I read who's in the chat room?
Sure. Please okay. read who is in the chat room because that is important. It's spanking the author.
I'd like to say hello to the following people and or robots. Daniel Brrr. Alexei? Why does there's an extra E in there? I'm going to call it Alexi. Ed_Chan. And then we have Ed_loves_RB. Gavin. George in Atlanta. GFN. Who's your daddy? Ooh, Frappuccino.
I don't think that person's in the room.
Louis Joseph DeBoo. I don't know what that means. Then we have...
De Bourbon.
Someone who needs to change their name. Nowhere Chrissy. Pleased to meet you. _Christian. Q Sledge. Rambo Reed. RC is me. Ricky B.
Which who?
I think he's sitting right next to me. Where did somebody say my name? Sater 69. SF Pete. That's Peter G. Toppy Smelly. And then we have some idlers.
Who we
up.
Will not discuss.
But the top idler is Big Fatty. Because he doesn't like me anymore. Because I called him racist.
No, you called him old.
I called him old and
you
racist.
You called him a woman, old, from the South,
I compared him
racist.
To Paula Deen.
You basically called him Paula Deen.
Oh, but Paula Deen's, you know, she's bacon and butter.
She loves your voice. You need to use it more. Brilliant.
How should I use it?
I don't know.
Should I sing?
You could give a concert like I used to give a concert for
hey,
you.
I just met you, and this is crazy. Here's my number. Ooh. Ooh, I just popped it.
I am not angry at Satersphere. He knows I love him, just from a distance. From a distance.
Oh, I was looking at these like advertising awards for advertising campaigns online the other mm-hmm. day, and one of them was for Summer's Eve. And in my head, I started singing, "Summer breeze makes me feel fine."
Actually, I'm going to beg for money right now for Pride 48. If you can go over and click the donate button, we'd really appreciate it because this is programming that is for free to help people that are in need of real gay people and straight people that like gay people.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be awesome. Do it, please.
Do it. Click my donate button. Please put money. Please put money in my box.
Oh, she said the way you imitated Ricky. Did somebody say my name?
Did somebody say my name? That's more like a Cher calling.
Right.
Oh, babes.
So speaking of Cher, was everybody in the room, were you like watching TV when Cher sang the other night? Because I had to turn off Twitter and Facebook, so I didn't have to see anything about it.
Was she singing on The Voice?
Yeah.
Is that what it was? Mm-hmm. I missed it.
I missed it too, and I didn't see it, which I don't have TV.
So her tweets about it though. Which
there was a lot of tweets. And Cher has interesting tweets. And we won't steal PNS explosions thing, but they always read Cher's tweets and because they're all fucked up. So they said Cher was awesome. She looked kind of scary, though.
Was she
did
standing
you see her
up?
Off then?
No, I didn't see her at all. Was she standing up on her own? Or did she have like a doll stand that she was propped up against?
Oh my God, that would be so funny, wouldn't it?
Where's my doll stand, babes? Someone needs to prep me up.
Chazzy, hold me.
Hold me, Chaz.
Coming, Mom.
BJ Dubs, quite a lot of haters today. It's a pity. Doesn't make it easy.
Share Twitter. What?
Twitter by Share. Somebody say my name.
I have to say thank you to Ed Chan for being in the room, because where he lives right now, it is 1:30 in the morning on a work day.
Where does Ed live? Ed Chan.
He lives in Singapore, I think.
Singapore.
One of those Asian countries. Here's a picture of her. Oh my God.
Singapore. What?
Did.
What picture?
Click the picture share. And you'll see what she was wearing.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh, barrels.
Joe in Dallas said, no 67-year-old woman needs to look like a punk rock chia pet.
Chia barrels.
Chia.
Chia.
I think it was a hat. It was like a wig.
Is it a hat?
It's a wig. It's just, I guess, could be a hat. It's a hairy hat.
God, look at her poor cheekbones, mm-hmm. or whatever that is in there. I have freak cheekbones.
Oh, he says, love you guys enough to wake up in the morning for this.
Oh, thanks.
You're one of my favorite listeners now. Thank you.
Are you hot? Can I see a picture of your penis?
Ed Chan, can you answer Lauren, please?
Can anyone send me a picture of their penis?
Yeah, Lauren needs penis pictures.
Needs. So today we're drinking Vanilla Light. Brought to you by Starbucks.
100 calories per bottle. That's not bad, actually. And it tastes pretty good.
Yeah.
There's probably no coffee in it.
I went to go buy some wine instead. And Jesus doesn't let you buy wine in Chicago until after 11 a.m.
On Sundays.
On Sundays.
Oh, I guess any day, right?
Sundays.
Oh. What time can you buy it? After 6 a.m.?
Anytime, I think. It doesn't matter.
Oh, there's no cutoff for like 2 o'clock in the morning or anything like that?
No, I don't think so. I think it's just Sundays. Mm. Like in Indiana, you can't buy alcohol in Indiana on Sundays at all.
Oh.
Because it's God's
But
day.
In a restaurant, you can, though.
You can have it in a bar. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So, fuck church. Oh! Ah! What? I don't know what happened. I didn't touch anything, I promise.
Me neither.
Okay. Sorry, you guys.
What does that sound like?
Do we sound okay?
Ed Chan says.
Sorry.
It was Jesus.
Jesus made it. That's what happened.
Jesus
smited
got
us.
Mad. It was karma. That happened last night. We were with someone and he was talking shit about some lady wearing a really bad sweater. And he goes, oh, that woman with that sweater. I can't believe she's wearing that. And then he literally ran into a mailbox. Like his head, like rammed it into a mailbox. We're like, oh, karma, just bit your ass.
Oh, I wish I could have seen that. That was
funny.
At Pride Fest?
We were walking back to Pride Fest. So it was like on Broadway somewhere.
Oh, was Kevin with you guys?
Yeah.
Did he tell you about the time that he ran into a pole?
Yes. He's like, I still have a scar.
That was the funniest day of my life, I think. And he blames it on me. He said it was my fault because I didn't tell him. I was like, well,
whatever.
We were both looking at the same thing. And then he went, pow. And like it sounded like a bell. You know, when you hit a bell and it goes, ding. That's what he hit it hard.
The poor guy. What's going on in the chat room?
Do we have penis pictures coming up?
Someone needs to ask questions. Ask anything.
Oh, there's Big Fatty. Look at the picture Noah Chrissy just
I
posted.
I see more share.
Sure. Are you scrolling down?
I see big balls. fake big balls.
So there's a lot of people in the room. Really, I want to say thank you for coming in. We love it. What else do we want to have to talk about? Do we have any current events we want to talk about, like Syria or Amanda Bynes?
Oh, she's a hot mess.
Oh, my God. God, forget Syria, Amanda Bynes right
Amanda
now.
Amanda Bynes. I was curious because...
She is a mess.
She is a mess. I looked at all her photos on Twitter.
Uh-huh.
She takes pictures of herself like with her hair just covering her boobs. Mm-hmm. And she has the piercing here in her mm-hmm. cheek. She said she got plastic surgery to resemble some like exotic dancer.
She had just had plastic surgery on her nose.
on her nose?
Mm-hmm. Because of her mugshot.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she had her mugshot, and I guess people were making fun of her, so she went and got a nose job.
That's so sad.
Right?
And she has, like, the big puffy lips, upstairs lips injections, too. I don't want to know about downstairs.
Another thing is that she keeps telling other famous pretty women that they're ugly mm-hmm. and not a model like her.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of model were you? And what are you doing right now?
She used to be so lovable
right.
and adorable. How old is she now, do you know?
I think she's like 26 or 27.
That is so sad.
And she was awesome in Easy A.
God, I love that movie. Yeah, I love that movie.
But maybe that was her actual crazy coming out. You know what I'm saying? Because she was crazy in that movie.
Yeah.
Maybe that was her actual crazy. What do you guys think about Amanda Bynes? Apparently no one thinks anything about her.
Ricky needs to get Miss Lauren to come to Vegas. Well, I don't know because I'm still new at my position and I don't have a lot of vacation time.
Mm-hmm.
But when is it? September?
September 5th through the 8th or something like that. One of those dates. You guys should be there, though. Look it up on Pride 48. You'll find it.
What else in the news? I saw a picture of, was it Gaultier? Jean-Paul Gaultier? No. Some fashion designer. Old-ass fashion designer.
Oh, did you hear
it? Weird. It's like snow.
I'm sorry, you guys, but I have to do this.
So loud.
I'm sorry.
Did it go away?
Yes, it went away. Here's Amanda Bynes before. Oh. Can you guys hear that? I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, you guys. I don't know what's happening.
Ricky just finger blasted me.
Can you do the sound again of me finger blasting you?
The sound that I made or this?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
That made me scared and nervous.
Close.
So, Lauren, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
That people are dying to know.
I'm not putting these on my ears anymore. What's up?
You really don't have to. I guess we really don't need them because we could just talk like this if we wanted to.
Yeah, I guess you're
yeah,
right.
We don't need the headphones.
Okay.
I'll just keep one of them up just in case it makes a noise.
Okay.
So, what does pride mean to you?
Oh.
And I need you to answer it like a beauty queen. That is
a
on crack.
A beauty queen?
That is on crack.
What does pride mean to me?
You're not talking fast enough.
What does pride mean to me?
Okay. Perfect.
And everywhere, like such as and, the IREX, and gay people. That is what pride means to me.
Oh, okay. to clarify, what does IREX have to do with the gay people?
There are a lot of gay people in Iraq, and they're not a free country like the Americas.
Oh, okay. And which Americas?
The northern Americas.
Big Fatty, this is not episode 500. It is episode 499.
499.
499.
Much it cost. 499.
And...
How much it costs? Oh, that's how much these cost.
I have to tell everyone what happened to me on Thursday. You guys are going to die when you hear this. I tweeted about it, but I think we have to talk about it, like, on the show. And tell me how people you would react. So, I'm at the Howard Station. I'm at the Dunkin' Donuts there.
Okay.
So, there's a lady in front of me. She's ordering her coffee. She gets it. She goes to, like, the coffee stand. Like, you get your stir and your sugar and the napkins or whatever. So, I get my coffee, and I don't need any of that stuff. So, I open the door, and she's coming out. So, I held it for her, and she didn't say anything back to me. Well, first, you should really say thank you, right? Anyway, that's what you should do. So, I said, you're welcome. And you know what she said to me? I don't say thank you to white people. I was like, what?
Oh, no, you didn't. Don't make me take out my south side, okay?
I was like, who are you calling white? No, she totally said that to me. And I was so in shock that I couldn't even, like,
say anything.
Come back with that.
I wouldn't have been able to say anything either.
I have to have both of these on.
I would have just frozen.
I was frozen. And I was like, And then, like, she said it loud enough so people in the restaurant heard it, too. And then I was, like, embarrassed. And I'm like, why am I the one that's embarrassed? I didn't do anything wrong.
Did people turn around?
Yeah. Oh, my God. But they didn't say anything. I guess they were probably in shock, too.
Yeah, probably.
I was like, oh, my God.
Rude.
I don't say thank you to white people.
And your response should have been, I'm a ginger.
Different class.
Oh, so I have a question. Last night we were talking about how come red hair means ginger, because if you've seen a ginger root,
it's white.
It's white.
Mm-hmm.
Or like, I don't know, what else has ginger? Like pickled ginger is pink.
Yeah. Looks like penis pink. That's what color it is, penis pink.
Penis pink. But then I said, well, what about ginger snap?
Mm.
Ginger snaps are kind of red.
They are.
Like that auburn, autumn
reddish,
red.
Like
yeah.
My,
yeah.
My beard.
Like your ginger beard.
Mm-hmm. Ginger beard.
Ginger beard. Beard. Oh.
Somebody said on Twitter that I should have responded to that lady. Okay, cunt. Oh.
See, when stuff like that happens to me, I think of all those comebacks like 5 minutes later when I'm on the bus and I look really pissed. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, I should have said this. And then I should have said that. And then everyone would have clapped for me.
Everyone would have clapped for you. That's ridiculous. I love how your incident is a stage for you and everyone else is the audience.
Yes.
And they would all clap for you.
Yes.
I
the
love
slow
it.
Clap.
Red hair occurs naturally on approximately 1-2% of the human population. Mm. They're almost extinct then.
Mm.
That's not a lot.
I like this lamp here. Did you have that the last time I came
Thank
here?
Thank you. The last time you were here was my housewarming party, right?
Yeah.
No, we did not have it.
I love it. I don't come to Canada that often.
No,
so.
You do not. This is... Lauren and I used to call this area Canada when we lived in Bucktown.
I still call this area Canada.
Yeah. And I live in Canada. Well, it's actually more Wisconsin. Kevin lives in Canada.
Is he higher up?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He lives off the Granville stuff.
I don't know the geography. That's how far away it is. I don't even know.
You don't know the maps.
I don't know the maps. I don't have... Some people don't have maps. I don't have maps.
No? Was who an Eskimo? I don't know. I don't understand the
I
question.
I dated an Eskimo once.
You did?
He was like half Eskimo. Yeah. He
How
was
did that...
Really
did he like try
pale.
To build you an igloo? Or make you go ice fishing?
No, but he kind of made it a big deal that he was half Eskimo. He was from Alaska. Alaska.
Do Eskimos are treated like American Indians? Don't they get like free education and stuff like that?
I don't know.
Is it the same for them?
We were in college together. I never asked him about...
Was he cute?
He was okay. He was kind of different looking. He had like really pale white skin and really dark black hair.
So a vampire.
And a huge dick.
Oh, really? Do Eskimos have huge penises?
I guess they got to keep it warm for the winter. I don't know.
No, they kept it warm for the winter, didn't they?
Hello.
Big Fatty wants to know, did you rub noses when you kissed?
Oh, he tried to do that.
Did he?
Yeah, he did.
Did you say gross? Stop it.
Yeah, I threw up all over him.
And he was into it, right?
Yeah, and he loved it. Loved it. Rubbing noses. And by noses, I mean...
Did you eat blubber?
Noses.
Ew.
Ew. Gross.
Is that what he called his dick? Blubber?
Hey, check out my blubber dick. And then it was like...
Well, and it came out like a whale. Like, it came out of the water and splashed like a whale. And the problem with pale skin and big dicks? Ramble Redhead asks.
There's no problem with that. I never said there was a problem. Ramble Redhead, who apparently has a big pale dick.
Ramble Redhead, could you please confirm?
I asked for photos like 10 minutes ago.
Oh, it's still not happening. So what else do we have to talk about? Should we look like maybe on Google News and see maybe we can discuss something?
Sure. I was going to go on Twitter and read some of my most recent tweets from people.
Okay. Is this people that you like?
I'm not going to do that.
Oh, darn.
I want to wear sweaters. It's too hot outside. When is the weather going to be cold again? I like sweaters and skirts with tights and boots up to my knees.
Mittens.
And mittens. And scarves.
I like to wear scarves to cover up my turkey gobble throat. So, are you going to name the people that you're reading from? Or?
That wasn't reading. That was just like an overall assumption.
No, you are reading someone. A different kind of reading. You were doing like RuPaul reading.
RuPaul, I don't know that.
You were throwing shade.
Throwing shade.
Yes.
On this girl who lives here, which I will not say her name. She is gross.
Why isn't Lauren a regular on FM?
Well, it's kind of hard for me to travel to I almost said California, to Canada.
Canada.
On a weeknight.
Passport only works on weekends, right?
What time do you guys record?
Usually Wednesdays around, well, it depends. If it's live, it's at 8. If it's not live, around 6 or 7.
Okay.
So you're never invited.
Thanks. Thanks.
You're welks.
Welks. Totes.
Gross.
Adorbs.
Stop it.
I hate it when people say
no,
that.
No, she can Skype, but I don't know how to do that shit. I'm sorry.
Skype?
See, I don't know how to do Skype with this recording stuff.
Oh, right.
You have to have like a... I don't know. Daniel Brewer trying to explain it to me. It was too much. Couldn't do it.
No.
Oh, shit. Sorry, people.
I don't have any interesting tweets because everyone is hungover from going out yesterday. We went to Pride and we danced outside.
Mm-hmm. Was it real sweaty?
It was real sweaty because there was a ton of people everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I saw only one pair of boobs and they were really small. It's very disappointing. And they had stickers on the nipples.
Oh. Were they Pride Fest stickers?
Still,
were
my automatic reaction was, look, boobs! And I'm pointing at her like...
like you don't have your own. You don't see them every day.
Why am I so fascinated by that?
I'm sorry. I don't mean... I'm not touching the mic. I accidentally hit the cord. I'm sorry.
Look at the pic I linked.
Thank you, Nowhere from Chris. No, Nowhere Chrissy. Guys, he can't even get his mic to stop clicking, and you want him to hook up a system to Skype recording?
What?
No. That's what she said.
Oh, yeah.
Which is true. Actually, we've had this equipment for 7 years, so it's probably time to upgrade. Mm-hmm. But ain't nobody got time for that.
Ain't nobody got time.
We are trying to get the best we can out of this, and obviously the best has stopped about 3 years ago.
Ooh, here's a picture. Hello.
What is this Rainbow
He's
Redhead?
Too young.
And
I
no
cannot,
hair.
I cannot look at pictures of 18-year-old guys because my brother is 18 years old.
And he doesn't
I
have any hair on his body.
Look at that. No. Older.
Older.
Not, oh God, now I'm going to start getting pictures of like Santa Claus naked.
You mean Bjorn's boyfriend? Love you.
30-something, straight, with a job, financially stable.
Jewish?
I don't care. Religion. No religion. Oh. That'd be best.
Well, when I say Jewish, I don't mean religion. I mean dollar signs.
Dollar signs? Let's... Oh, that's disgusting. Okay.
Oh, let's see.
Let's... I knew that was going to happen.
And he's twerking his nipples.
I don't... Twerking or tweaking?
Tweaking. He's twerking and tweaking at the same time.
Okay, so let's go over my requirements. You ready?
Okay, yes.
Ricky knows most of these.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he knows all these. Okay, so 30-something
mm-hmm.
Has to have a stable job,
mm-hmm.
Which means stable income. And I keep hitting my nose on the mic, my big Jew nose. what else? Oh, he has to be kind of like thin.
Mm-hmm.
He has to ride a bike.
Mm-hmm.
It would be ideal if he had a cute beard, some mm-hmm. facial hair.
Like hipster hair. Kind
hipster
of.
Hair.
Mm-hmm.
Curly hair would be cute too.
Mm-hmm.
Dark hair, not blonde.
No receding hairline.
No receding hairline.
Glasses.
Glasses. Messenger bag.
Mm-hmm.
This is all so materialistic. This is ridiculous.
Huge schlong.
Huge dick. Huge,
like it.
Huge.
His dick gets caught up in the chain of the bicycle.
Yeah. He has to just, roll it up into his messenger bag. what else? Oh, he has to love the gays.
Mm-hmm.
That's always important. So that means he has to be like really liberal and, Barack Obama.
Right.
I don't want any Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want anything like
so
that.
So basically he can't say, no, you're wrong.
Yeah.
You want a yes, ma'am.
Yes. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
And what else does he require? Oh, here we go. We have a shower.
He has to like animals, and he has to be okay with the fact that I'm vegetarian and not complain about that. And or,
but he doesn't have to be a vegetarian, right?
No, he doesn't have to be.
How would you, like, if you got married or if you had a baby by a non-vegetarian?
Too young. Sorry.
How would you do, like, the feeding of the child? How would you?
Like, if I dated a meat eater?
Yeah.
I don't know. I was kind of thinking about that. I always thought that if I personally started to eat meat again, I would always make it a point to buy, like, from a local farm, right, and then, you know, organic and fresh and everything. And I would hope that whoever I'm with would agree to that.
My baby is so cute. I have to say, so cute.
She's so cute. So cute. I'm about to bust out my cat pictures because everything is just so cute right now.
What about this guy that's cocking his leg up like a dog when he pees?
Why is his penis all like, meow?
Well, it's soft, but it's huge.
I don't know. He's got a weird expression on
his face. What about the one after him? He's a little hairless, but the tattoo. He has tattoos.
He has a cute face.
You forgot tattoos.
Look at his face.
Mm-hmm. He has hipster head. That's what you need, right?
Yes.
That's the kind of hipster
Chrissy,
head you need.
Yes, please. Everyone, please view Nowhere Chrissy's photo and post more like that.
The one under him, he's hot.
That looks like it would hurt.
That would, like, break you in half in a good way, though. Do you think his scorpion would sting you?
Which one?
Hey! All straight ladies know what other straight ladies go for. Is that, like, all women know what buttons to push for women because you know what you like?
I don't know.
Is that the same thing?
Maybe.
I bet you could go to town on a girl, couldn't you?
I bet.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh. I saw a picture of a guy that had a tattoo on his lips online, and it said Pussy Monster. On his
Seriously?
Lips. Tattooed on his lips, Pussy Monster.
Oh, my God.
Is that disgusting
guy,
or
that guy
what?
That guy's going to just get all the jobs that he wants.
Ew!
Who posted that picture of Big Fatty? Stop it!
That's Bjorn's boyfriend. Stop. Look at the next one. Look at the next one. Look at the
I
guy's
love how
face.
This podcast is all. Look at this. Look at this.
Right.
Ah, no. Stop
his,
it.
But
no,
look at his face.
I don't want to look at it anymore.
He's like, oh, yeah, bitch. Lauren will know exactly what I mean when I say tall, dark, and scruffy.
Yes.
You like blonde hair, though, right? Blonde, curly hair.
It doesn't matter. I prefer dark hair.
Remember that one guy that you dated that was kind of cute, but he smoked? And he had that real curly blonde hair.
He had brown hair. Yeah.
And, well, it was kind of brown blondish, right?
It
like
was
a dark
little
blonde
lighter,
or something.
But he had chest hair.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he was cute, but he turned it out to be like kind of a douchey, right? Or drunkies.
He never kept a plan.
That was the planner, non-planner.
Yeah, and then he did smoke a lot, and I didn't like that. So.
And then didn't he, like, smash your foot, like, twice or something?
He shut my finger in the door.
Yeah.
Accidentally. It was not a domestic dispute. It was an accident, but it should have been, like, a sign. Like, don't go out with this one anymore. Right.
Big Fatty wants to know, would you date a bi guy?
Oh, probably not. That would be complicated.
Mm-hmm. But what if he was bi before and now he's not?
There might be some issues there. You know what I mean?
Everyone, issue is, do you know Ricky? Do you know Josh? Do you know Kevin? Do you know Waylon? Brad? You don't know any of them? Okay, we might be good.
No, I can't date a smoker. That is just a joke.
Oh,
breaker.
I can't do smokers. I know this is going
to
sound...
Oh, my God! That makes my penis hurt. God.
Lauren just looked at two pictures of guys sounding.
Ugh.
And if you don't know what that means,
I'm not
it means
looking
like
at any more pictures.
Sticking stuff in your penis holes, and can be, and then you click them with a fork, and they make it vibrate. So I know this sounds awful, but it's hard for me because I'm a non-smoker, and I can't stand the fact. I guess just can't stand smoke in general. I tend to have friends that don't smoke.
Me too.
I will, and if I find out they smoke, I kind of just don't talk to them anymore. Is that awful of me? Is that bad?
None of my friends smoke.
I don't have any friends that smoke either, except for some podcaster friends, but that's only once a year. It's okay.
But no, no.
When I almost die of emphysema in Vegas. Lauren would be the one protesting outside with a sign saying, no smoking, no smoking.
Put out the cigarette. So we had 10 minutes.
Oh my God. He said, call Baloo about sounding. He will send you a pic of him with a chopstick in his dick.
Why would I want to see that?
Is that wooden? Because that could cause splinters, right?
Well, there's nice chopsticks or metal or plastic.
Yeah. I mean, if they're designer, I guess that's okay.
Are they designer chopsticks?
Are they designer Hello Kitty chopsticks? Are they
Louis Vuitton chopsticks?
e-cigs. That's a new concept for me. I still think it's smoking.
Let me tell you what I think about those commercials.
Please tell me. Please let us know.
They show a hot ass man lighting up, in quotation marks, this electronic cigarette, and he looks so cool, and it's all like the alternative, you know, or whatever. It's going to make people who don't smoke start to smoke, and then they're going to get addicted because it doesn't have nicotine in it.
Mm-hmm. It's like a cigarette, but without the smoke, I guess.
It's so ridiculous. It's not, I don't know if it's like a quitting mechanism. Maybe it is for some people, but honestly, like, the commercials really bother me because I have a feeling that they're going to make people who don't smoke start.
So how does it work? Are they like vaporized or something? Or like there's no smell?
There's no smell. I have a friend who actually had one and she took it out at a bar. Like, you don't have to start it up or anything.
Can you smoke them in a bar?
I guess. I don't know.
See, I don't like that. Ain't nobody got time for your vapors.
Vapors. She used it as a quitting mechanism, but...
As a what?
Like, to help her quit regular cigarettes.
Oh, okay. Does it work?
She said it, because a lot of people who smoke kind of get into the habit of having something in their hands, you know, when they drink.
Do you put sriracha on the chopstick before inserting?
Guys, what? Oh, hold on. There's a lady here. Keep the conversation somewhat clean.
So instead of sriracha, it should have been Tabasco.
Should have been barbecue sauce.
Oh, no. I had dinner last night with RC Martinez and Mike Lawson.
And how was that? Where'd you go?
If Mike Lawson was a straight boy, I think you might be into him.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Aww.
And he's real cute, too.
Does he have a brother?
I don't know. Mike Lawson, do you have a brother? And you know what else is cute? And I've always said this about... I had this friend named Drew in Florida who I thought was like, he was straight, but he was like super cute. But the reason I thought he was even super, super cute was because he had diabetes and he had the little pump on the side. So he'd have like 10 beers and then like, psh. Oh, no. I'm like, you were so cute. He's like, hold on, I need to catch up here. Oh, he's not here right now. Oh, he was earlier. Boo. Oh, yeah, he is working. He's in Chicago right now working during Pride.
That sucks.
And he has to work like 8 in the morning to like 10 at night.
Can you say where?
I don't know. I know his job is like a nonprofit.
Oh, okay.
So he's at a convention center. He's at McCormick.
Oh, okay.
Where there isn't. He goes, yeah, we thought we would go walk somewhere to get something to eat. No, not at McCormick Center.
No.
That's all the way on the south.
Yeah.
Not like the south side of the city, but the south side of the shore, right?
Right.
Which is really nice. Have you been driven down through there?
Lately? I've been there, yeah. But there is really nothing around.
There's nothing. A lot of residential stuff.
Right.
And parks. They're huge parks.
Maybe one of those Mexican guys with the ice cream cart. With the paletas.
You texted Tony the other day on GroupMe to ask him how to ask for a coconut one.
I texted Tony because I saw the paleta guy and I'm like, Tony, how do I say I want a coconut one? Quiero un palete de coco. Y manténgase alejado de la puerta.
Mike Lawson works for the Diabetes Hands Foundation.
Oh.
They want to know, Lauren, here's your hot e-cig guy. Oh, I need to see this. I don't see the picture, though. Ricky could never do that. Ooh. I don't see the picture.
Look at that one. What is he doing there?
Oh, hold on. Let me see what he's doing.
He's cute. Look at him. Look at the camera. He's like, look what I can do.
I don't know what he's doing. He's a little bit...
He's a little bit too much into himself. So we have 5 minutes. Can you believe it's been an hour?
Yeah, I know.
An hour of shit.
Look at this.
Ow! Oh my God, stop. I'm a lady.
Oh, I'm a lady.
Ivy's cute.
Oh, boobs.
I got Penny.
Pussy.
So, here in 5 minutes, we have, you will be listening to Spanking Bee Author. I believe it's his last episode that he's ever going to do for that show.
Really?
Could you imagine the end of Foul Monkeys?
I think about it every day.
And how positive the world would be.
Every time I listen to Foul Monkeys, I'm like, is this the last one? Please. Enough.
It is correct. I could never drink RC under the table, but... this year, if I'm healthy and I can keep up in Vegas, it's going to be on.
Next time, don't eat two bunches of kale chips.
No, that was 2 years ago.
Sorry, I just spit everywhere.
That was 2 years ago. It was awful. Yeah, there's a donation reminder. Please, if you're listening, if you're in the chat room, that's awesome. If you're listening from some other
device
listening thing. Make sure you head over to pride48.com and click the donate button. That money is used to keep the website going, to help, I believe, with the Pride 48,
like the web hosting and everything?
Like web hosting, the chat room, keeping up, you know, storage, keeping up with the Kardashians, Northwest, whatever. Can't believe she named her kid that. And it also helps with the Pride 48 event in Vegas. Along as this one, so please donate if you can. $1.50, whatever. We'll take it.
$2 make you holla.
What? Also, what else do we have here? We have Foul Monkeys has the 500th episode coming up. We're actually recording next Saturday. We're still trying to see if we can actually do it live. We need to contact someone.
Fun.
The closing show is at 8 p.m. tonight. Make sure you go listen, Eastern Standard Time. And, Rimble Redhead says he needs someone to donate $1,000 or more. So.
Oh, I'll do that.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. Here. Did you hit donate?
Yeah.
Actually, she just handed me $1,000 in my hand.
Oh, big, one of those big checks.
And we may have avoid any pics of chocolate starfishes for this whole tour. That's good.
Yeah.
Although mine was a strawberry starfish.
So gross.
So we have 3 minutes to go. I want to say thank you for coming to our show. Thank you, Lauren, for being here and filling in for Brad and Waylon, who don't love our listeners.
Oh, yes, they do.
As much as I do.
Thanks for having me.
We will be at Pride 48 in September. Lauren, maybe she'll think about it. Possibly. Could be there.
Maybe.
And we hope to see you there because it's going to be great fun. And I think that's about it, right?
Yeah.
So we still have 2 minutes, so we can just talk about anything. We're going to release the show in about a minute and a half.
Thank you, everybody.
Is there anything you would like to say about the Pride or just the community? All together.
Yeah, you guys are so nice and everyone is so welcoming, and I have been listening to podcasts since
a long time.
2006.
Mm-hmm.
With the LFC, the original LFC.
The original LFC. So that's a long time.
I just wanted to say thank you.
Oh, and I hope you guys enjoy episode 499. I will think this is like crap. Big Fatty, thank you for the countdown. We really appreciate it. Big Fatty said, aw, LFC.
So how many more seconds do we have? Can we fill it with Cher?
Hair what?
Babes.
30 seconds.
30 seconds.
To be Spankin' Bee Author.
Spankin' Bee Author. Oh, babes.
My name's Cher, and I'm singing to Cher. Oh.
Did somebody say my name? Do you believe in Laugh After Laugh?
No, I don't, but I sing about it anywhere. All right, you guys.
Okay, guys.
You have a great weekend. We will talk with you soon. Bye. Bye. Thank you for listening to another episode of Foul Monkeys. We love hearing from our fans. You can give us a call at 206-984-3685. Or text us at 863-666-6789.
0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by searching Foul Monkeys, Wayland Willie, James Leroy FM, or you can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com and jamesleroyfm@gmail.com.
You can also find us on our Facebook fan page and follow us on our Tumblr at foulmonkeys.tumblr.com. We also love reading those reviews you give us, so please head over to iTunes where you can also subscribe to our show. Again, thanks for listening.